Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Arlington Heights native Nick Smerillo's hilariously funny comic impressions of well-known comedians and actors has gone viral on TikTok and Instagram, and did so shortly after he started posting them during the early COVID shutdown. His family encouraged him to make the post while they were all sheltering in place at his parents' house. Take a listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, thank you so much for coming by on such short notice. I know it might have been a little alarming getting a call from the daycare center in the middle of the workday, but there's just a couple things we gotta go over about your son, Timmy.
Oh my gosh, is he okay?
Oh yeah, no, he's fine. He's totally fine.
Oh, thank God.
He's having a ball with the other kids in the other room.
Isn't he such an angel?
Yeah, he's a total angel. Total.
Oh, that's Timmy.
Yeah, so, anyways, I think Timmy's kicked me in the 8 times a day the past month. So we gotta do something about this because I might not have any more kids.
Oh no.
That was Nick Smerillo doing an impression of comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. How did this man's videos catch the attention of 85,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram 25,000 in a matter of weeks? The answer? Well, he can make us laugh. Nick Smerillo joins us now on the Team Huckberg phone line. Hi, Nick.
Dolly, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Welcome to the show. Great to have you. So how does one get noticed during a lockdown? The beauty of
Thank
social media, right?
Me. Can I just say really quickly, what a better way to introduce yourself than Frank Sinatra? I couldn't believe I heard Hello, Dolly right out of the gate.
You gave me that idea the other day, you know.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling, but that was awesome.
Great way to start the show, right? So 9 months since you started posting these videos on social media, TikTok, Instagram, how has life changed for you, Nick?
Well, it's definitely been an adjustment for sure. It's always been a dream of mine to have a career in comedy or acting. And I love Second City so much that I figured my family was right. It was about time to, you know, start putting myself out there. And 9 months later, here we are, and I feel like I have a grasp on making a career change. So it's been a blessing, and it's been a ton of fun as well.
Graduate of Second City, you finished up that course in March, right? And you were expecting to have some shows, right? And then COVID hit, right? There were other plans for you, Nick.
Right. Usually after you do any of their programs, any of their full classes, the doors kind of open for other opportunities at the theater, like auditioning and performing. And definitely, like everybody else, you know, missed out on that opportunity. So what other way than to just start posting some goofy videos? So.
Amazing. Something that probably, would you say, would have never happened had we not had this global pandemic. We would have never found Nick Smerillo. So I guess that's the silver lining in all of this, right? How do you come
totally
up with
agree.
That content every single day on Instagram and TikTok? How do you do it? What's your inspiration?
I would say my family and friends are definitely a lot of it. I'm definitely inspired by the comedians that integrate storytelling into their acts. Sebastian's a prime example. He's talked about how he likes to tell stories, and he just kind of talks about his own experiences. And once I kind of learned that more or less from him, I just figured if I can make it presentable, I just start telling my own stories and see if people appreciate them right. more or less. And so.
Were you always the funny one in the family?
I don't think so. Honestly, my brother makes us laugh all the time. My dad's hilarious. Who he grew up with is hilarious. My sister and my mom have their sticks, I guess, if you will, as well. So all of us kind of bring something different to the table, and we're a ton of fun. When things are high, highs are high and the lows are low, being an Italian emotional family, but there's definitely a lot of laughs, that's for sure.
You talk about your dad, Rocco, quite a bit, too. He gives you some pretty good content, that's for sure, right?
Without a doubt. I think a lot of other millennials can attest with baby boomer parents. There's obviously huge differences and plenty of material, at least with my dad. So, like I said, the friends that he grew up with are could have their own TV show, and being around them and calling them Uncle Johnny and Uncle Kevin, Uncle Brian, whatever, has been a ton of fun. And a lot of it's just from learning from their dynamic as well. So
your dad grew up on the Northwest side, right? So there's a lot of really good content coming from that part of the city. That's for sure.
Without a doubt.
Shabona Park, Hiawatha.
That's it.
Your comedy caught the attention of Sebastian Maniscalco. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel show and gave you a shout out and an A+ for your impersonation of him. Have you ever spoken to Sebastian? Has he given you any advice, anything from him since that?
Nothing. I was always hesitant to reach out because being a huge fan of his comedy and his act, I feel like, you know, he doesn't like to be bothered. He talks about that all the time. So for him to do me the favor of putting me on national TV was his way of kind of giving me the nod. And I kind of, you know, I messaged him on Instagram and said thank you and a couple other words saying how much I appreciated him doing that. And I reached out a couple other times, but for the most part, no conversation, and there's none needed. He did me a huge solid, and it definitely gave me help to kickstart into what I want to do. So
yeah, right.
I'll forever be grateful for that. That's for sure.
Well, that was very generous of him too. But you deserved it. You're hilarious, and listeners tonight, you're going to hear some of the best impressions that you've ever heard. We're going to do some rapid fire takes of different comedians and actors that you do. My favorite, Christopher Walken. You know, it's interesting how you and Sebastian came from Arlington Heights. Maybe they need to start a comedy festival there and headline you both.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let's get to it. Should we put a quarter in the jukebox and do some of these impressions? This obviously Sebastian Maniscalco, we started off the show with that. Can you start with him?
Absolutely, Dolly. Happy to be on your show. When you talk about people coming from Arlington Heights, you got to throw in Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Another Italian guy from AH. Beautiful. There's got to be some other ones, right? They just got to start putting themselves out there, more or less. Okay?
Okay, you got that. You got them all down. It's amazing. Okay, let's go on. Let's do some more. How about Chris Farley? I didn't know you did a Chris Farley. I saw that the other night.
Well, you know what, Dolly? Wasn't too sure I could either, but you got to throw a pillow in the old belt there and lean over and do a little side to side like Matt Foley did back in the day. Is that right?
You got him down. Chris Farley, legacy living on here. Trump.
You know, Dolly, I never knew I was going to be on WGN, but what a fantastic, terrific, outstanding news station you guys have over there. Just a beautiful, beautiful operation going on over at 303 East Wacker. Okay, just beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honor, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. He has got that down. You are amazing. All right, how about, it's Christmas time. How about the Grinch? Can you do the Grinch?
If you'd like to fax me your precious hockey. Match! Get my cloak. Of course, I have my lip sticking out like you would in a movie, but...
How about, are you still working on your Matthew McConaughey?
You know what, Dolly? It needs a little bit of work. I think I just kind of sounded like Bill Clinton right there, but all right. I was promoting my new book called Green Lights. Doing very well so far. So thank you all for the opportunity to be an author. All right. A little clap at the end, maybe. He's always very, his hands. I'm doing these impressions and I'm getting physical and I'm like, no one can see me. Just do the voice.
Well, they can see. You can check out Nick Smerlio's TikTok and Instagram. Okay, we got to go to news now, Nick, but can you stick around?
Absolutely.
And we're going to do some more impressions and laughs with Nick Smerlio. It's Dally McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E V-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
It's Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Gotta love a little Sinatra in there. Arlington Heights native comedian Nick Smerlio is still here on the Team Hochberg phone line. By the way, the Sinatra Hours with Dave airs Sundays at 6:30 in the morning right here on WGN Radio. Hey, Nick, have you got a Frank Sinatra impression?
I don't know if anybody can do a Frank. There's no voice like Frank Sinatra. I don't even think. I mean, Michael Bublé is I give him credit, probably the closest, but
All right.
he's one of a kind.
How about someone coming close to that? Ray Romano. He's another great Italian there.
Yeah, you know, I could try doing Frank Sinatra, but I think it'd be pretty embarrassing, Dolly. Not going to lie. The guy's got a pair of pipes, a pair of lungs in him that nobody else, I've never heard anybody else like him. So I'll pass on that impression, but thank you for asking.
Tony, how about Tony Soprano? We got to do a Tony Soprano.
Oh, don't forget me, the mob boss. Number one show on HBO for years. 19 Emmy Awards. Forget about it.
You know, you've got it dead on listening to you. But I have to tell you, folks, if you've not heard of Nick Smerlio, check out his Instagram and TikTok. TikTok, you know, I'm a mom. I'm not really familiar with that. Let's just say I can't quite get it. But got Instagram down, and you're all over Instagram, so that's cool for me, so I can watch all this. But your facial expressions when you do these guys is dead on, too. Christopher Walken, that is my favorite impression that you do. You're dead on with that one.
We had a blast with that one yesterday on your podcast, that's for sure.
Can you give us a little Christopher there?
Absolutely. Well, speaking of hello, Dolly, Frank Sinatra. Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Thank you, Dolly, for having me.
Fantastic. I love it. You are so dead on with that one. How about Jack Nicholson?
Oh boy, if you saw my face right now, I would not be the most approachable human to be looking at. I'm going to be totally honest with you, Dolly.
What is your favorite impression, Nick?
Oh man, it's so hard to pick one.
I think you're best known for the Sebastian one right away, but what's your favorite?
I think it's fun to play Walken. It really is fun to do Walken. When I say play, I'm thinking of just the character that I do in some of my skits, but he's just a positive dude. He's a happy-go-lucky dude, at least in kind of how I do him. And my family and friends and some of the following on Instagram will say it's the favorite as well. So no voice like Christopher Walken, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. When we were talking earlier about Matthew McConaughey, do you study these actors, these comedians, or does it just come to you quickly?
Oh, it definitely takes time. It definitely takes time. For McConaughey, he did that book. He did that impression challenge this past week on Instagram, and I had never really done him. I had tried a couple times, but to post him, you know, on the internet, online, you definitely got to hone it down a little bit. But yeah, it's a couple hours. McConaughey, for example, if I found out about the challenge on Sunday and I wanted to post on Wednesday, it's like 2 to 3 hours, probably a night, like leading up to it, to just get it somewhat into the realm of his voice. And not all of them work out. McConaughey, I ended up, I think, halfway decent, the one video that I posted. But yeah, a couple hours a night. So,
wow. See, it's not as easy as it looks, folks, but you make it look so easy and fun, too.
It's fun for me. It's fun for me. So if other people think the same, it's a win-win, right?
Now, the COVID shutdown, it kept you kept you from going out and doing these impressions in front of live audiences and working with Second City. Hey, Nick, before the big bucks roll in, how are you paying the rent, though, in the meantime? Because everything's kind of shut down. You can't do anything in front of a live audience or do shows. How are you paying the rent?
I still work full-time. I've been working for Viacom, CBS for almost 2 years now, March of 2019, in ad sales, advertising, sales support, and I love it. I've learned a ton about industry, media, content, entertainment as a whole. Obviously, I'm on the advertising side, so I see that end of things, but it's a great company to work for. And shout out to my my Chicago office and Chicago team. They've been extremely supportive, and it's been a great experience so far.
That's fantastic. And you've got a huge bunch of folks all around Chicagoland that are rooting for you and being supportive of you. This is Nick Smerillo from Arlington Heights. So he's a local guy who just hit the big time on TikTok and Instagram quickly during the COVID shutdown. We're also going to be talking about favorite childhood memories and Christmas memories, Chicago memories, growing up in Chicagoland, Nick. And I know you're an alum from St. Viator, too, on the Northwest side. Do you have any favorite childhood memories, any funny favorite childhood memories that you want to share with us as we...
You know, going into the holidays, I can't help but think of, what the traditional Christmas Eve would be. My grandma, has hosted, 65, 70 of us in her basement in what was her, old Chicago house on the Northwest side where, my dad grew up and my aunts and uncles grew up. Now she's, in Park Ridge, but, the memories on Christmas Eve with, all my cousins and aunts and uncles, all, 65, 70 of us, like I said, it's my favorite holiday and it's my favorite party, as a whole. It's just everybody's, now, I guess, being over 21, drinking some wine and having a blast and a lot of laughs. And everyone kind of smells like bacala, a little bit of fish. But it doesn't matter because we're all having a blast and... too many memories. Christmas Eve and Nona's basement. So
that's fantastic. So many memories, and hopefully you'll get to continue that somewhat this year, although things are a little different. Nick, it's been such a fun time with you. All the best to you, and like I said, we're going to be watching you and rooting for you. Hopefully 2021 you'll be able to step away from the camera and be in front of a live audience, where I know a lot of people are eagerly awaiting that moment for you, Nick. So we're really excited for you. Visit Nick Smerillo on TikTok or Instagram at Nikki Smigs. Thanks again, Nick, for having us or for being on the show.